Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than I could ask for or even imagine. Amen. How do I preach in this new world of being together but apart, of experiencing an unknown pandemic, a virus that can kill us? How do I preach on this Sunday morning where we are not at church? We are not at church, and I am not sick. I am not on vacation, but I'm not supposed to be at church. I'm supposed to be home, as you are. None of us are at church for the sake of one another, our neighbors and friends. None of us are with one another, with strangers, all the others who we have normally come into contact with during a day like today. How do I preach this gospel about a blind man who regains his sight through Jesus? Well, this is a story about time, before and after, then and now, years ago and today, always and then suddenly. This is a story about our time too, before and after the coronavirus, then and now, years of normal living and today, Sunday, together yet apart, always able to be together and then suddenly we are not. In between the before and after of the blind man of our gospel is what happened. The blind man met a man he could not see. The man he could not see touched him with mud and light, and then he could see. We are in the middle of our before and after. We are like the other figures in the gospel, trying to figure things out, asking the same questions over and over. We are the they who brought the man to the Pharisees. We are the Pharisees asking him questions, then not believing what we hear. Because how dare Jesus heal on the Sabbath? This Jesus must be a sinner to not obey the law. This story is about being the parents of the blind man, afraid. This story is about not asking questions, not having answers, sometimes just being afraid. This story is about us, Jesus, and our world of darkness. This story is about Jesus saying to us, "You can see now, but what do we see?" Like the blind man, we see a world we have never known, a world in which we are together but apart. 6 feet apart, maybe 9 feet apart, it doesn't matter. We are not meant to stand next to each other, either at a grocery store or drugstore, etc. We are together yet apart, physically but not spiritually. With the energy of love, there is no social distancing. Jesus touched the blind man, and suddenly he could see. I ask Jesus to touch my heart and yours to see in new ways and believe that in this moment we are one people, and for the sake of God's one family on earth, we live in the in-between of before and after the coronavirus. We live in the middle of this pandemic, one moment at a time. The blind man had his whole world change. He met Jesus for the first time and saw him for the first time and received him. Is that what we can do? Say the words of the blind man, "Lord, I believe." But know that there are many who do not believe in God or Jesus or a power greater than ourselves. And there are some who do not believe the seriousness of this virus. No, there are those who do not believe in social distancing or staying home. Yes, we can walk our dogs or walk in nature, but apart, not together. Yesterday, I went to the marina in San Pedro to walk there because I knew there would be less people at the marina than where I used to walk and usually walk at the cliffs. So at the marina, I kept my holy distancing as I walked by people. Eventually, I approached a group of about 8 adults at least, sitting next to each other, standing next to each other, laughing and talking, and 2 were smoking cigars. I could tell they were not one family, but a variety of couples and friends, next to each other, not 6 feet apart. I passed them. Several yards away, I heard one of them sneeze loudly, and the others jokingly saying, "Uh-oh, we need to stand away. We need to pull apart. Uh-oh." And they kept laughing. Without thinking, I turned around and said, "That is not funny." And then they mocked me. I walked away, shook at this new way that I was embracing, and yet they were not. We must care for each other seriously. There are no exceptions. Our gospel calls us to let the eyes of our heart see and believe in new ways, to see that we are one family, that we are being asked to be together but apart. We are in this together like never before. We are not alone. So pray Psalm 23, the one we use today for this service. Pray it over and over and believe that the Lord is your shepherd. But I would say to Jesus, our shepherd, "Jesus, what would you do now? You touch the blind man to heal him. We do not get to touch like we used to. We do not get to shake hands, to not hug. We're supposed to be 6 feet apart. Jesus, how do we touch, especially when we feel alone?" Jesus would say to us, "We are in this together." So be Jesus by reaching out and touching others in a new way. Touch their heart. I am FaceTiming like never before. So call, email, text, wave as you walk by someone 6 feet away from you. Say hi, and especially end any conversation or any simple hello with, "God bless you, have a blessed day." And if you are in the grocery store or a drugstore, say thank you to all who are in essential work right now. God is bigger than religion, and God is bigger than this virus. And Jesus says to us, "Be not afraid." Peace I leave with you, a peace the world cannot give. Jesus says, I love you. Stay together, but apart. I am in your midst. Amen. I trust the power of God through the words that were given to me to share with you today. So bless each of us in this moment in every way you know we most need.